All right, now, things we already know. Between groups designs, we're looking at statistics for normally distributed interval variables. There's our friends, t-test and ANOVA. Nothing new, nothing's changed. Remember that those two are amazingly parallel. As in, they're basically two versions of the same math. If you do a t-test and an ANOVA on the same two-group design, t squared equals f, the degrees of freedom match, the p-value will be exactly the same. These are the two most parallel things in all of the different statistical models that we know. For non-normal and or non-interval data, the equivalency of a between groups t-test is the Mann-Whitney U. Mann-Whitney was one guy. An awful lot of the non-parametric statistics were generated by a fairly large batch of British and expatriated British statisticians. So there's a lot of hyphenated names, but not all the hyphenated names are one person. So Mann-Whitney was just a masterful mathematician. If you have K-group designs, and then you have the Kruskal-Wallis and the median test. But remember, anything you can do for a K-group design, you can do for a two-group design. So you can't really do a t-test on three groups because the notion of mean difference doesn't have any unique meaning when you have three means. Same thing is true. If you have a two-group design, you can do a Mann-Whitney, a Kruskal-Wallis, or a median. If you have multiple groups designs, Kruskal-Wallis or a median. Yes. In fact, again, they're slightly different versions of the same math. I'll show you. Kruskal was the smartest one in the group. Kruskal generated a lot of different statistics, including my favorite statistic on the planet, multidimensional scaling. He's the one that showed how to scale ranks into values. Some pretty cool math. So Mann-Whitney's a person, Kruskal-Wallis, two people, and median isn't anybody at all. That's just what we're testing. So if we do a between groups t-test, you can tell when I wrote these, when my kids were watching Barney. Even got the colors right. So my qualitative variable is whether or not subject has a 2 to 5 year old, prime Barney age. Quantitative variable is liking rating of Barney. And so we can see that people who have one or more toddlers give higher ratings on average. There's the averages. You can hypothesize about that. It's, you know, because the kids really like Barney, so I do. Or because you can prop the kid in front of Barney for hours. You get to make those sorts of interpretations. When we perform the test, as we know, the null is that the two groups have the same mean. Now, technically, we know that what we're testing is that the two groups come from populations that have the same mean. But the short version is we're comparing the means. We assume that the quantitative variable is measured on an interval scale, that the difference between the ratings of 2 and 4 mean the same thing as the difference between ratings of 8 and 6. That's what interval data means. Two. We assume that the quantitative variable is normally distributed. In fact, we're assuming that the data is normally distributed in both of the populations that are represented by our samples. And we assume that these two samples have the same variability. So in other words, we assume an interval level of measurement, and we assume two things about the distribution, that the distributions are normal and that they have the same variability. Keep in mind, this is one of the hard parts, keep in mind that when I say normal distribution with the same variability, I'm also saying they have the same skewness and the same kurtosis. Because when I say they're both normal, I'm saying that neither one has any meaningful skewness or any meaningful kurtosis. You with me? So I'm assuming interval data, normally distributed, and the same distribution except the mean. See, when I assume that they have the same standard deviation, skewness, and kurtosis, the only thing left to test is a different mean, because those are the only four differences. You with me? Okay, now this happens so much, and we've heard it so long, that we don't really think about what we're doing. There's four things going on. We assume three of them are equal. So if we find a big T value, the only attribution is that the mean is different. Now, the way this statistic is designed, we actually do compare means. And so it's a good, solid assumption. Given these assumptions, we test the t-test to DISO to assess that the means are different.